This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. New protections may be on the way for Seattleites who can no longer afford the rent. City Council member Shama Sawant says she'll introduce a bill in the next few months that would require landlords to pay for relocation expenses if your rent goes up by more than 10%. A similar law has been on the books in Portland for the past year. To learn how it's playing out, I spoke with Oregon Public Broadcasting's Dirk Vanderhart, who recently covered the story for the Portland Mercury newspaper.
If I'm a landlord and I issue you a no-cause eviction, which means I don't have any specific reason that you need to get out, you just need to get out, or if I raise your rent by 10% or more, I am then liable to pay at least a percentage of your relocation fees. That can be anywhere from $2,900 to $4,500, depending on the unit that you live in.
Now, Dirk, as you mentioned, this law was first proposed in February last year by a Portland city commissioner. What was going on in Portland at that time that gave this idea this traction?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, in early 2017, but also all through sort of the previous year, there had been a rash and a sort of rising alarm from some high profile events here. You would see whole apartment buildings either issued massive rent increases. In one instance, it was about 100%. Or there were cases where entire buildings were being no cause evicted because, say, the property owner wanted to renovate the whole building and therefore charge more rents later on. So people were finding themselves increasingly without a lot of options. And that led to a lot of hue and cry from tenants' advocates. This became a big focus here in Portland to the point that the city actually declared a housing state of emergency.
You've written that this law was controversial. Tell us who was opposed to it and why.
Opposition came from a number of places. The sort of small-time landlords who might, you know, only manage a unit or two came to city council and said, this is really going to hurt our cash flow. This isn't a reasonable thing. And not only that, but this is going to push people out of the rental market. We are not going to – we are going to sell our properties and potentially, you know, take them out of the rental market just because we think this is so unfair. So they were in essence arguing that the council would actually be making the rental market worse.
So this law now has been in a place for about a year. How has it played out so far?
Well, that's a matter of debate sort of down here. One of the wrinkles in this law is that Portland does not have a lot of data collection built into it. We don't know when it's been used, how often it's been used, who's been using it, all that sort of stuff. What we do know is that proponents of this legislation say, you know, it's helping renters. They say they're not seeing the types of massive no-cause evictions that we had been. And we also know that the realtor folks have their own sort of anecdotal stories about all these people selling their properties off because they just don't want to deal with the hassle of this. The other thing we should note is that tenants' advocates are saying that they're seeing landlords raise other sorts of fees, so a pet rental fee or a parking fee or even jacking up the parts of utilities that tenants are expected to pay. And the concern there is that landlords are able to issue de facto rent increases of 10% or higher while still sort of playing by the rules. And that's a concern that city council here took up in its most recent round of scrutiny on this and has for now decided not to really mess with. So that is still in play.
So it's been widely reported here in Seattle, Dirk, that city council member Shama Sawant is going to propose a similar law. What's the most important thing you want our listeners to take away from Portland's experience?
Well, one striking takeaway here has been one that the sky has not fallen for landlords. I mean, as far as we can tell, many of the folks who have spoken so vociferously against this haven't had their world crumble down. And in fact, you know, even some of the landlord representatives who have helped the city sort of craft and evolve the rules around this policy have come out in begrudging support to say, we acknowledge that there's a problem here, and this is one of the only tools that Portland currently has to solve the problem. So there is some sense that folks are coming around, though that is not universal.
Dirk Vanderhart is a reporter with Oregon Public Broadcasting. He covered this story for the Portland Mercury newspaper. Here in Seattle, Councilmember Sawant says she'll propose a bill within the next few months. It would apply to renters making less than 80% of area median income. That's nearly $54,000 for a single person.